We've been sharing on this matter of the wideness of God's mercy. There's a wonderful hymn that has that title. And for those of us who have known the Lord for some years, we begin to realize how wide and how deep is the mercy of God.
我们信主多年的人，我们都知道神的怜悯是多么深，多么广大。
As we were at the end of the year, we wanted to share before the throne of grace on this matter of receiving mercy.
在年底的时候，我们在施恩座的跟前，我们交通到 如何蒙怜悯?
This comes from Hebrews chapter 4.
这是希伯来书第四章里面所讲的。
And the writer is telling the Christians not to be afraid, but to come to the throne of grace in a time of need.
写书的人告诉我们，我们在需要的时候，我们可以坦然无惧地来到施恩座的跟前。
He reminds them that Jesus was a merciful high priest.
提醒我们，耶稣是那蛮有怜恤的大祭司。
He could be touched with the feeling of our weaknesses because he himself experienced the weakness and frailty of man.
我们软弱的时候可以来到他的跟前，因为他能体恤我们的软弱。
We need God's mercy.
我们需要神的怜悯。
We may make great statements of faith and faithfulness as we sing and we pray.
我们祷告，我们唱诗的时候，可以说到神的信实和广大。
But often we find ourselves outside of the throne of grace.
但是多少时候我们发现我们在施恩座以外。
I've learned much from Brother Stephen Kang over the years.
这些年来，江弟兄给我很多的帮助。
That's why even tonight I'm 90% Chinese.
所以我现在已经是90%的中国人了。This
summer, our brother Stephen was sharing at a conference in L.A.
过去这个暑假，江弟兄在洛杉矶讲到一个特会。And
he was fellowshipping on the matter of this overcomer.
他讲到得胜者的题目。And
he said, I would like to very concisely define the overcomer.
他很具体地在这里讲出什么是得胜者。The
overcomer is one who spends his life in the holiest place.
得胜者乃是在至圣所的里面生活。As
we see here in Hebrews 4, drawing nigh to the throne of grace.
好像希伯来四章那里是来到施恩座的跟前。So
the overcomer lives in the holy place and outside the camp.
得胜者乃是住在至圣所，也住在营外。Now
that is a very precious definition of the overcomer.
这乃是一个得胜者非常宝贵的定义。And
if we want to be faithful to the Lord this year, it will not happen unless we are before the Lord in His throne of grace.
如果我们今年要在神面前我们要忠心的话，我们需要在他宝座的跟前。There
will be challenges ahead in this year.
在今年的里面，我们都会遇到各种的挑战。Except
for the mercy of God, we would faint in this coming year.
如果没有神的怜悯，我们会失败。But
we can receive grace.
但是我们可以得到恩典。Not
come short of it.
我们不是说恩典不够用。And
find ourselves faithful to the Lord.
我们要在主面前能够忠心。We
are in a time of need.
因为我们今天是在极大的缺乏的当中。Now
I've shared on two occasions regarding this wideness of mercy.
我已经两次讲到神怜悯的宽大。And
my hope is that the Lord could widen our hearts into those that are merciful.
我们也讲到我们的主可以扩宽我们怜悯的心。
Once again, I remember our brother, Stephen Kang.
我记得江弟兄说过。
And we were fellowshipping in a certain place.
我们在某个地方有交通。
And somebody asked him, Brother, what do we do about the many Christians that we know who are sort of in the camp?
有人就问江弟兄，我们怎么看那些在基督教这个里面的传统里面的信徒怎么看他们？
And he said, our greatest problem is this.
他说我们最大的难处乃是，
We have a wide walk, but a narrow heart. And what we need is a wide heart and a narrow walk.
他说我们的问题乃是我们路走得太宽，我们心胸太狭窄。我们今天所需要的是一个宽大的心胸，而且走一条窄路。
And that doesn't answer the question as to how much we should get together with our brethren who are beyond our assembly.
Oh, 这并没有告诉我们应该如何的 我们去接触那些没有跟我们一起聚会的弟兄们。
But it does speak to the matter of mercy.
但这实在是说到怜悯。
Now how big is our heart?
我们的心有多么的宽广。
And this is what I've been trying to speak on these times.
这也是这次我要跟大家讲的。
Now tonight I want to not speak, just fellowship.
今天我不是要讲道，我是要跟大家有一点的分享。
Because I want to fellowship on the matter of revival.
因为我要交通到复兴。
Now I want us to look at some scriptures and then we will fellowship.
我们 读几节圣经，然后我们就有一点交通。
I turn you first to Psalm 80, where we finished up last night.
我们翻到诗篇80篇，昨天我们 讲过的。
And we just want to hear this heart cry for revival.
我们要听到这个呼求复兴的祷告。
Verse 17 through 19 of Psalm 80.
诗篇80篇17到19节。
Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you made strong for yourself. Then we shall not turn back from you.
愿你手扶持你右边的人，就是你为自己所坚固的人子，这样我们便不退后离开你。
Revive us, and we will call upon your name. O Lord God of hosts, turn us. Cause your face to shine, and we will be saved.
求你救活复兴我们，我们就求告你的名，耶和华万军之神啊！求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。Now
I know you're tired from this weekend, but can you find the book of Habakkuk?
我知道你们这个礼拜是比较疲倦了，你们能够找到哈巴谷书呢？
It may take your highest concentration to find Habakkuk.
可能你们要专心才能够找到哈巴谷书在哪里。
Or else the index in the front of your Bible.
不然的话，你先前面查查目录吧。But
if you turn to chapter 3, we just want to read verse 2.
哈巴谷书我们读第二节。
Here is a prophet who wants to understand God's mercy.
这里有一位先知，他要认识神的怜悯。
Lord, I have heard the report about you, and I fear. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy.
耶和华，我听见你的名声就惧怕。耶和华，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候。
And then we want to read just a few verses from Ezra's mercy prayer.
我们再要读以斯拉他那求怜悯的祷告。
We find that in Ezra chapter 9.
以斯拉记第9章。
Ezra chapter 9.
以斯拉第9章。
Verse
7 and 8. 第7、第8节。
Since the days of our fathers to this day, we have been in great guilt. And on account of our iniquities, we, our kings and our priests, have been given into the hands of the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, and to plunder, and to open shame as it is this day.
从我们列祖直到今日，我们的罪恶甚重，因我们的罪孽，我们和君王、祭司都交在外邦列王的手中，杀害、掳掠、抢夺，脸上蒙羞，正如今日的光景。
But now, for a brief moment, mercy has been shown from the Lord our God to leave us an escaped remnant and to give us a peg in His holy place, that our God may enlighten our eyes and grant us a little reviving in our bondage.
现在耶和华我们的神暂且施恩或者是怜悯于我们，给我们留些逃脱的人，使我们安稳如钉子钉在他的圣所，我们的神好光照我们的眼目，使我们在受辖制中稍微复兴。
And then finally I want to invade Brother Ping's territory.
我现在要侵略到彭弟兄的他讲的那个范围。
I want to turn to Isaiah chapter 64.
我们要翻到以赛亚64章。
Beginning in verse 1.
第一节开始。
Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence.
愿你裂天而降，愿山在你面前震动。
As fire kindles the brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence.
好像火烧干柴，又像火将水烧开，使你敌人知道你的名，使列国在你面前发颤。
When you did awesome things which we did not expect, you came down.The mountains quaked at your presence.
你曾行我们不能意料可畏的事，那时你降临，山岭在你面前震动。
For from the days of old they have not heard or perceived by ear, nor has the eye seen a God beside you who acts in behalf of the one who waits for him.
从古以来人未曾听见，未曾耳闻，未曾眼见，在你以外有什么神为等候他的人行事。
Now tonight I want to just fellowship on this matter of mercy reviving.
今天我愿意跟大家交通到蒙怜悯的复兴。
We saw the word reviving in all these passages.
我们在这几处的圣经文都讲到复兴。
And from the Hebrew, it just means to live again.
希伯来文的意思就是再活过来。
When we talk about reviving,
当我们讲到复兴，
we know that there's many different definitions of what a revival is.
我们知道对于复兴有不同的定义。
In the church today, there are many who, at the end of August, every year, have a revival.
在今天的教会里面，很多八月底都有一个复兴会。
They bring in a special preacher and he preaches all week.
他们请一个讲员来，他们讲一个星期。
But a true revival, a biblical revival, can only come from the sovereign hand of God.
但是真正的复兴，圣经里面的复兴，只能够从神主权的手里面兴起。
When I was a Christian 2 years old,
当我信主两年的时候。
I became pastor.
我就做牧师了。
And in this church, it was in an agricultural area.
这个聚会是在一个农业的地区。
Now they had a revival at the last week of every August.
他们每年八月底有一个奉新会。
Now I got together with the deacons and I said, I would prefer if we had it in September because of my studies. I was going to seminary at the time.
我就跟执事们说，我希望呢能够九月再开奉新会，因为我那个时候在读神学。
But the farmers immediately told me God would never come for revival in September.
然后就告这个农民说呢，神不会在九月呢开复兴我们。
Because September is harvest time.And there'd be no reviving at harvest time.
因为九月呢是收割的时候，那个时候呢不能够有大复兴。
Others say that they're going to have a revival or they're having a revival.
有人就告诉我们说他们要有复兴或者他们已经给复兴起来了。
But what they're trying to do is have a show where there's all kinds of crazy phenomenon and manifestations going on.
其实他们就是有一些外面的表演，有一些很奇特的情况发生。
So we hear that there's a revival in such and such a city.
所以我们听说在某个城市那里面有一个大的复兴。
And there is an angel who has started the revival.
哦，那里有一个天使啊，他就开始这个复兴。
And over this meeting place, there's an orb.Which means an opening up to heaven.
在那个聚会的里面，那里天开了一个洞一样。
And there are signs and wonders.
在那里有神迹奇事。
They call this a revival.
他们说这是复兴。
But this is not the reviving we talk about.
这不是我们在这里讲的复兴。
Many revivals have been criticized, and rightly so, because there was too much emotion going on.
许多所谓的复兴。都里面太多人的情感，所以都出过问题。
And even the manipulation about people.
在那里，人在那里就是用人的手来在那后面来辖制人。
One of my professors in seminary told me about a preacher.
在我神学院那个教授就讲到一个传道人。
He was an evangelist and he always wanted to have people come down to the altar.
他是一个传福音的人，他每一次就叫人来到这个讲台的前面。
And sometimes when he was preaching and he could sense that people were not responding.
有的时候他在祷告的时候，他感觉得到这些人没有什么反应。
He would tell the story.
他就讲一个故事。
Of his beloved dog that he loved so much.
就讲到一个他最爱的那只狗。
And how the dog died.
这只狗怎么死掉啊？
And as he sniffed back tears, he gave an invitation and people would come up to the front.
然后他的尾巴在那里摇起来，很多人受感动就跑到前面来。
But we're not sure if they gave their lives to the Lord or to the dog.
我们都不知道他们是把自己奉献给神呢，还是来把他的生命献给这个狗啊。
And so revivals have been rightly criticized.
所以很多的复兴都是受批判。
But especially among those who know the Word of God,
但我们认识主话语的人
we realize how temporary revivings are.
我们实在知道很多的复兴都是非常的短暂。
If you want to see revival in the Word of God,
如果你在神的话语里面你看到那些的复兴
you just look at the book of Judges.
你就来看是诗记。
The book of Judges is a sine wave of up and down and up and down.
四世纪好像一个这样的波纹上上下下。
The people backslide and fall away into idolatry.
这些人就退后落到拜偶像的光
景里面。They come into the bondage under some enemy.
他们再一次受到仇敌一些的捆锁。
Finally they cry out to God.
然后他们再向神呼求。
God raises up a judge.
神就兴起一个士师。
He delivers the people.
救他们出来。
The people rejoice.
这些人他们在那个欢喜。
And then the people begin to backslide.
然后他们又开始退后。
And so they go through this roller coaster, up and down and up and down.
所以他们就好像爬山车一样上上下下。
But after 400 years, there's no ground gain. In fact, there are spiritual loss.
四百年之后，他们没有任何的根基，在那里实在是一个属灵的失落。
But I believe revival.Is an act of God's mercy.
但是我相信复兴是神怜悯的作为。
Now I, in my early days, was a revival preacher.
在我早年的时候，我是一个复兴家。
And I used to be the guy who went to those churches to preach those meetings and try to bring people to the Lord.
我去很多的聚会，在那里传福音，把人带到主的跟前。
And I was within a particular denomination that really stressed the importance of revival.
在我们那个宗派的里面，他们非常强调这个复兴。
They stressed the need for revival.
他们讲到这个复兴的需要。
And some were full-time revivalists.
有人是全时间的复兴家。
And they felt like revival is the end of what they're trying to do.
他们觉得开复兴会乃是他们要做的目的。
But when we subscribe to such an idea,
当我们这样接受过这样的一个看法
，In the end, we're always disappointed.
最后我们都会失望。
Because even if a reviving comes to a particular assembly,
就算一个复兴临到了一个聚会里面
，After a period of time, they go back down to where they were before.
他们又回到原来的光景。
And why is that?
为什么这样
？Because there's flaws in the whole system.
因为在整个的制度的里面有许多的问题
，whether it's their system of pastor，
或者是他们牧师的制度的问题
，or the way they set up their particular assembly or denomination，
或者是在他们这个聚会这个宗派里面的问题
，or their tradition，
或者是他们的传统。
We cannot come into the fullness of what the Lord desires as long as we carry such baggage.
我们如果有这些历史的包袱，我们就不能够来到神丰满的恩典里面。
And so, just like the book of Judges,
就好像士师记一样
，where there was no king,
当时以色列人当中没有王
，and everybody did what was right in their own eyes,
他们个人任意而行。
All a church can hope for is an occasional time of refreshing.
所以教会就是有偶尔的有一些这样的兴起。
Now, after preaching many revivals, I saw that revival was not God's goal.
当我在那里开了很多的复兴会以后，我就发现复兴这样的复兴不是神的旨意。
And the Lord, by His mercy,
在神怜悯的底下
finally gave me to see,
叫我看见。
That for me,
对我来讲
I must proclaim God's recovery.
我要在这里宣讲神的恢复
That the Lord wants to recover the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
神要恢复耶稣基督的见证
And he wants to do that as a work of his grace in the assembly.
他要在教会的里面借着恩典来成就
It's only by a full recovery of the Lord's life that the church can maintain that testimony that is necessary.
只有当教会恢复耶稣基督完整的丰富的生命才能够带出见证
So we don't need up and down roller coaster rides.
我们不需要在这上上下下的登山车这样的经历
Because the Lord has a fuller end in view.
因为神有一个更丰满的旨意在前面
But having said that,
当我们这样讲的时候
I no longer go and preach revivals.
我就不再去开着讲这些复兴会
But I pray in my heart.
但在我心中就祷告
As I look around our country.
当我来看我们的国家
Revive thy church, O God.
主啊，求你复兴你的教会。
I believe that God looks upon the church in its low state.
我们主看到今天教会落到这样低的光景。
And in an act of mercy, opens the heavens.
因着他的怜悯，他把天向我们打开一点。
And visits his people.
然后他来看望我们这些人。
Now God's full thought is pursuing His eternal purpose.
神那的心意乃是要达到他永远的旨意。
And those who set themselves toward that purpose.
那些把他们自己放在这个旨意的里面的。
They should live in the abundance of God's grace and mercy.
他们应该活在神恩典跟怜悯的丰满当中。
But that is the goal.
这是目标。
That is our hope.
那是我们的盼望。
But many churches,
但是许多的教会
you could find their facsimile in Revelation chapter 2 or 3.
你可以看到他们是启示录二章、三章的那种的光景。
And they're losing the testimony.
他们失去了他们的见证。
And the lampstand is in danger of going out.
这个灯台是要被挪移了。
And you know today, the sad thing is,
今天最可惜的乃是
most churches have never even understood the testimony of Jesus.
许多教会他们根本不明白什么是耶稣基督的见证。
They don't know God's eternal purpose.
他们不认识神永远的旨意。
It's just a cycle of ups and downs.
就是 上上下下的这些的光景。
They don't see what the Lord is after.
他们没有看到主所要的。
But I do believe.
但我实在相信。
When the saints have lost their first love.
当圣徒们失掉了他们起初的爱。
Or like Sardis, they've fallen asleep.
好像撒迪他们已经沉睡了。
Or like Laodicea, they have grown lukewarm.
或者像老底家他们不冷不热。
You see, because the ministers are corrupt.
因为这些服侍主的人他们腐败了。
Or the institution is oppressive.
或者这个制度在那里辖制人。
But God still loves his people.
但是神仍然爱他的儿女。
Jesus has bought them with the price of his blood. Every sheep that is born again, Jesus looks upon with love.
每一个重生得救的羊，神耶稣基督在那里都看过他们。
And that's why I pray.
所以我有这样的祷告。
Revive thy church, O Lord.
主啊，复兴你的教会。
But I also have come to see something which has encouraged my heart in these last few years.
在过去的几年，有一些事情叫我的心得的一点的激励。
As I've looked into the history of God's recovery work.
当我看到神复兴教会的历史，
I have come to see a sovereign wisdom with God.
我看到神主权里面蛮有智慧。
Now it's true, God opens the heavens and comes down and brings a reviving to his people just because of mercy.
神从云天而降，来到他的儿女们当中，来有带出复兴，是因着他的怜悯。
But what's encouraged my heart is I've seen in these last 2 years, God has more wisdom in reviving than we think.
但是在过去的两年里面，给我看到神实在是蛮有智慧，他做的是超越叫人复兴的这智慧。
As you look through church history, as best we can, though the records are incomplete.
你知道在从教会历史里面看到复兴的历史可能不是很完整。
When we can trace through history the recovery of his testimony.
当我们从教会历史里面来寻找基督教会见证的恢复的时候，
We see something most amazing.
我们看到很奇妙的。
Most of the recovery work of God that we can trace has come in the aftermath.Of a reviving.
神恢复的工作往往是在复兴之后而带出来的。
Do you understand what I mean?
你知道我讲什么？
First, God brings a revival by opening the heavens and the people see his countenance and they're revived.
神首先在这里兴起一个大的复兴，把天上的窗户打开，叫人看到他的荣光。
But as that seeming temporary revival begins to wane,
当这个暂时的复兴好像慢慢退缩的时候，
God often gathers himself a remnant of people who want to stand for his best.
神就慢慢的得到一些的渔民，这些人他们要寻找得到神的治好。
When we read the Pilgrim Church,
当我们读走天路教会这本书，
and we see how God has recovered His testimony through the century,
我们看到在历史历代以来，神在那恢复他的见证。
We acknowledge that these recoveries are a sovereign act of a merciful God.
我们实在承认这样的复兴是施怜悯的神显出他的手。
It's for the sake of His Lord Jesus, who desires a bride.That God does this act of mercy.
是为了耶稣基督得到他的心腹，所以神伸出他大能的手。
But we should not think that God's recovery moves are isolated in history.
但是我们不应该限制神恢复的工作只是在教会历史里面一段一段的这样进行。
For we often find that God has prepared the way for recovery through a revival.
我们在看到神是透过一个复兴来恢复他自己的见证。
Do you know what the great evangelical awakening in England is? Do you know this terminology?
你们知道在英国有一个大的复兴吗？
Awakening is another term for revival.
你知道这个大的复兴啊，是在英国当时这样称。
And historians of the church talk about the 18th century.
你知道 教会的历史学家讲到十八世纪的时候
，There was a revival that came and swept through Great Britain.
在那边有英国有大的复兴，横扫整个的英国。
John Wesley, Charles Wesley, George Whitefield.
卫斯理兄弟还有怀德肥弟兄。
It not only gathered in thousands of sinners into the kingdom.
不单只把成千上万的信徒带进神的国。
It changed the jail system.
改变了英国的监狱制度。
It changed the number of bars and taverns in a town.
在那里改变了那里那个酒吧都关门了。
It's called the Great Evangelical Awakening.
那你是说到那是福音的大苏醒。
But it came on the wings of a revival.
但是这个是一个大复兴的引出来的。
And the simplicity that was recovered at that time among what was later called the Methodists was a recovery of something from the Lord.
在当时就引出了这个Methodist 巡理会。
After this reviving went down,
当这一个大的复兴冷却之后
，God had recovered something precious.
神就在那里恢复一些非常宝贵的。
In England,
在英国。
As just as well, we know of the sovereign work that God did among the brethren in England and Ireland.
我们也知道神在英国在爱尔兰兴起的弟兄运动。
We know the likes of J.N. Darby and George Mueller and others of the brethren.
我们知道像达比弟兄、穆勒这些弟兄们。
But did you know that even the brethren were awakened to aspects of the Word of God because of a reviving that was going on throughout the land.
你知道当时的弟兄运动是因着英国的大醒觉而引起的。
On a wider basis, people were discovering some truths in the Bible regarding the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
所以当时的弟兄们就更深地去认识到主再来的一些的真理。
And the Lord recovered a precious work among the brethren.
所以神在弟兄运动当中就得到一些非常宝贝的工作。
And of course, I needn't even tell you about the work in China.
中国我们知道的就是不用更详细讲了。
Our dear brother Ni began to gather with some people and recover some basic principles of the church.
尼弟兄跟一些的弟兄们他们就恢复一些教会基本真理的学习。
But it never would have happened without the revival that preceded this time.
但如果不是有前面的复兴，这些事情就不会发生。
Our brother Ni himself was saved through a revival preacher of the Methodists.
我们尼弟兄是因着一个巡理会的奋兴家而得救的。
And in those early days, even in 1925, there was a great revival in Shanghai among the denominations, but it also helped those saints gathering together.
在1925年在上海有大的复兴也帮助了这些一起聚会的弟兄们。
Our brother Ni in the early days himself was a revivalist.
在早期尼弟兄本身就是一个奋兴家。
But in that wonderful period of reviving after the Boxer Rebellion in China,
在经过全匪之乱之后中国教会里面就产生了一个复兴。
Our brother Ni and others as well began to see that the present church condition could not hold on to this reviving of God.
尼弟兄跟其他的弟兄们就看到当时教会的光景，他们不能够承装神这样的复兴。
So do you see my point?
你们看到我所讲的。
I cannot preach on revival tonight.
今天我不是要讲复兴。
But I would fellowship with you.
但是我愿意跟你们大家交通这些的历史。
Because I believe even today,
但我相信就算今天
if the Lord could revive his church in this land,
如果今天在这块土地上神能够复兴他的教会。
To put it very simply,
简单来说，
If the Lord revived His church,
如果神复兴他的教会
and many people would be saved,
许多人得救
and many backsliders come back to the Lord,
很多退后的人他们能够再一次来到神的跟前
But after that revival,
但这个复兴之后
Now what happens?
有什么事情发生呢
There's always some who have seen and tasted something of the testimony and cannot go back to where they were.
因为有一些人他们有看见，他们也尝到 主的见证，他们不能够走以前的路。
Now that's what I'd like to fellowship about tonight.
这是今天我要交通的。
Now where do we start in this matter of reviving?
我们从什么地方开始讲呢？
You remember Habakkuk's prayer.
你记得哈巴谷的祷告。
Oh Lord, we have heard the report about you and we fear.
他说我们听到你所做的，所以我们就在那里战惊。
Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the year.
主啊，复兴你的工作在这些年日的里面。
In wrath, remember mercy.
在愤怒的当中，求你以怜悯为念。
And Ezra prayed in great difficulty.
以斯拉在以斯帖在极大的难处里面祷告。
Oh Lord, even today we're still slaves and captives.
所以今天我们仍然被掳，我们做奴隶。
But you have granted us a little reviving.
但是你今天给我们了一点稍微的复兴。
That we might hear from you in the house of God.
我们在神的殿里面，我们能够听到你自己的话。
And so the Lord,
主啊，
these saints cried out for revival.
哦，这些的圣徒来向神祷告复兴。
Now where do we start if we're going to talk about the wideness of God's mercy?
当我们要讲到神怜悯的宽广的时候，我们从哪里开始呢？
Well, of course, we have to start by saying that revival is a sovereign mercy of God.
我们知道复兴是神主权的怜悯。
The Lord has the final say.
主他说了才算。
I posed the question on the first night, who knows what the Lord might do at this very hour?
我第一天晚上就问到，有谁知道主在这个时刻要做什么呢？
The Lord is full of compassion.
主是满有恩典怜悯。
Who knows what he might do?
谁晓得？谁晓得他要做什么？
Now God's ways are deeper than our ways and beyond our understanding.
主的道路高过我们的道路，是超过我们所能领会的。
Sometimes God brings testimony to His church in deep ways.
神多少时候把教会的见证带到一个很深的一条道路上面。
We can only see in a very simple way the deep work that God did as He purged the church in China.
我们好像只能够看到表面的事情，但是我们看到神在中国为了他的教会做了一些很深的工作。
There was a period of time where those who were outside of China had no idea if there was even a church left.
在有一段时间，在中国以外的人以为在中国教会根本不存在了。
But when the China opened back up and we could see the evidence.
但是当改革开放以后，我们就看到许多证据。
What a mercy God had done.
神实在做了怜悯的工作。
Indeed, there was much suffering.
在那里的确有许多的苦难。
But he takes his children through deep waters if that's his sovereign will.
但是他把他的儿女们带经过水火，这是他主权的旨意。
We could also talk of God's sovereign ways in bringing and reviving just through his word.
我们看到神自己他主权的工作很多时候是借着他的话来完成。
We talk about the Moravian revival in Count Zinzendorf.
我们也讲到莫内维亚弟兄们像辛辛多夫的那一个复兴。
But 300 years before that ever happened, how were the Moravian brethren really born?
在莫内维亚复兴之前300年，这些弟兄们是怎么开始的呢？
Actually, a very simple thing happened.
所以很简单的事情发生。
John Wycliffe translated the Bible into English in England, and John Hus translated the Bible into Czechoslovakian in Czechoslovakia.
在英国有 John Wycliffe 在把圣经翻译成英文，在捷克有约翰胡斯把圣经翻译成捷克文字。
And you know what happened?
什么事情发生？
The people could read a Bible.
当时的人可以读圣经了。
And the reviving came.
所以就再说复兴。
Why, they got a hold of the Bible and said, look!
当他们打开圣经，他们说看啊。
Christians are supposed to drink the cup.
基督徒要喝这个杯啊。
Look, Jesus says, here, this is my blood.
主耶稣说这是我的血。
The Catholic Church didn't allow regular people to drink the cup.
因为当时的天主教不可以一般人可以饮这个杯。
And this became the big cause of this reviving that happened in the 1400s. The Word of God illumined the eye.
在14世纪因着主的话的明亮就带起了复兴。
God moves in sovereign ways.
神在那里做工。
We read from Ezekiel 22 last night.
昨天晚上我们读到以西结22章。
The Holy God looks down from heaven for somebody to stand in the hedge and to breach that gap.
主在从天上来看下来，要找到人，防止堵住这个破口。
But he found no one.
他一个也找不着。
And so he allowed judgment to fall upon his people.
所以他就容忍审判临到他的百姓。
If you look in Isaiah 59, excuse me, Brother Peng.
对不起，彭弟兄，我们要看以赛亚59章了。
We see the occasion arising again in verse 16.
以赛亚59章第16节有同样的光景。
Actually, we must begin at the end of verse 15.
我们从15节末了开始，以赛亚59章15节、16节。
Now Jehovah saw, and it was displeasing in his sight that there was no justice. And he saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no one to intercede. So his own arm brought salvation to him, and his righteousness upheld him.
那时耶和华看见没有公平，甚不喜悦。他见无人拯救，无人代求，甚为差异，就用自己的膀臂施行拯救，以公义扶持自己。
And here again, God looks down from heaven.
在这里同样的，神从天看下来。
For somebody to stand there and intercede.
他看到有人在那里要代祷。
He finds no one.
他说无人代求。
And so the greatest sovereign act of all history took place.
所以在历史里面，神的主权在那里显出来。
The Father sent His own Son, the suffering servant. To fill the gap.
父就差遣他的儿子，那位受苦的仆人，来堵住这个破口。
God acts sovereignly.
神施展他的主权。
And as it says in Daniel,
好像在但以理里面告诉我们，
Now when God moves,
当神在那里行动的时候，
No one can stop His hand.
没有人能够阻挡。
But in the sovereignty of God, He chooses to find a vessel to stand in the gap.
在神的主权计划里面，他要寻找器皿来堵住这些破口。
We can look in Psalm 106.
我们可以翻到诗篇106篇。
And we see the occasion where the children of Israel made the golden calf at the foot of Mount Sinai.
诗篇一边就讲到以色列的百姓，他们在那里造了金牛犊。
In verse 19, you see that it speaks about this moment.
在十九节就讲到那一个时刻。
But we see in verse 23.
我们也看到23节那里说到。
Therefore, God said that He would destroy them, had not Moses, His chosen one, stood in the breach before Him to turn away His wrath. From destroying.
所以他说要灭绝他们，若非有他所拣选的摩西站在当中，使他的愤怒转消，恐怕他就灭绝他们。
Now you remember the story.
你记得这段的故事。
God said, Moses, out of the way, I'm going to destroy these people.
神对摩西说，摩西你走开，我要灭掉这个民族。
But Moses was a vessel of mercy.
摩西是怜悯的器。
He says, No, Lord, you can't do it.
他说，主啊，你不能够这样做。
Why?
为什么？
For the sake of your name and your reputation, you can't do it.
为了你的名的缘故，你不要这样做。
And God did not destroy His people.
所以神就没有灭绝他的百姓。
And again, in Isaiah chapter 58.
在以赛亚58章。
God is looking for servants.
神在那里寻找仆人,
who will intercede?
And
when they intercede,
当他们在这里代求的时候,
God restores and revives.
神就恢复,
we see in verse 12 this wonderful verse.
58章第12节这个美丽的这一节经文,
though, this is speaking of the remnant.
是这里是讲到渔民,
those from among you will rebuild the ancient ruins. You will raise up the age-old foundations, and you will be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets in which to dwell.
十二节那些出于你的人必修造久已荒废之处，你要建立拆毁内代的根基，你必称为补破口的和重修木境与人居住的。
Oh, his faithful people who stand in the breach.
他那些忠心的仆人，他们站在破口上面。
And you see that they don't bring about some brand new novel thing.
他们不是把一些新的一些东西带进来。
What is God's recovery?
神恢复是怎样的呢?
Does God do something brand new that's never been thought of before?
神是不是重新搞一些新的东西呢?
Now he's recovered the church, but now we all have to stand on our heads when we pray.
Oh,
but no. What happens is they repair the age-old foundation.
他在这里他说要建立内拆毁内代的根基。
Isn't the most precious part of recovery a rediscovery of the foundation of Jesus Christ alone?
我们再一次来看到教会的根基，那是耶稣基督，唯有耶稣基督。
So God raises up these precious ones.
神就兴起了这些宝贵的器皿。
And what does he do with them?
他怎么用他们呢?
Well, this is a sovereign work of God.
这是神主权所做的。
So I have a question for you.
我问你们一个问题。
What is the harbinger of revival?
Harbinger, 大复兴, 你们知不知道呢?
The harbinger of spring is the robin, the bird.
Oh, 那个小鸟, harbinger, 就是春天的, 那个先锋,
the harbinger of fall is the pumpkin in the United States.
你知道这个秋天的这个初鸟呢是南瓜。
The harbinger of winter is the frost.
冬天的临到是因为有冰霜。
Okay, so we should give our brother a rest after that. This is very difficult. You see, before God does something, He shows something.
你知道当神要工作之前，他首先给我们看到一些东西。So
when you see in New York, when you see the first robin redbreast, you know, springtime.
哦，当在纽约你看到这样的初鸟的时候，你知道哦，春天来了。
Now what's the harbinger of revival?
你知道在复兴之前，复兴之前的先锋的迹象是什么呢？
Very simple.
很简单。
God raises up His servants on the wall, and they begin praying.
神兴起他的仆人在城墙上祷告。
Have you ever heard of any reviving that didn't have harbingers of prayer warriors praying for that revival?
你有没有听到当有一个复兴没有预先这些祷告的勇士呢?
The Welsh revival?
威尔斯的大复兴?
The Hebrides revival?
对，那个苏格兰黑布迪的那个复兴。
The Wesleyan revival?
哦，卫斯理的复兴。
There's stories of prayer warriors praying as harbingers of the revival.
你知道每一次的复兴都有这些祷告的勇士，他们预先在那里开幕。
And so we already have read from our brother Peng in Isaiah 62. We see in verse 6 that on the walls there are these people praying night and day.
你知道在六节那里说在城墙上有人昼夜的守望祷告。
On your walls, O Jerusalem, I've appointed watchmen all day, all night. They will never keep silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves and give Him no rest until He establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
耶路撒冷啊，我在城墙上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等到他建立耶路撒冷。
Here is music to God's ears.
这是神所愿意听到的声音。
Oh, He loves to hear us sing, Great is Thy faithfulness.
他愿意我们在这里唱你信实和广大。
And He loves even more.
他更喜欢。
When He hears the saints on the wall.
听到在城墙上的圣徒们。
And they're commanding God to do what He wants to do.
他们在那里吩咐神要做神要做的事情。
God wants to bring Zion forth in glory.
神要把西安的荣耀恢复过来。
And He finds these people praying, God, bring Zion forth in glory.
哦，他们听这些人祷告，把西安的荣耀带回来。
Their only commandment is, don't stop, don't stop.
他们在那里吩咐神说，你不可以停止，不可以停止。
And our brother told us, why are these people praying?
我们的弟兄告诉我们这样。
Because they've seen something.
因为他们有看见。
And what's that?
他们看见什么呢？
They've seen the servant of God, their master, up on the wall praying.
因为他们看到神的仆人，他们在那里祷告。
If you ever catch a glimpse of Jesus the priest interceding for God's backslidden people, you will pray for them too.
如果你看到耶稣基督 在那里为这些退后的基督徒祷告，你也会为他们祷告。
Our Lord Jesus is on the wall.
我们的主耶稣在墙上。
He's interceding.
他在那里代祷。
So many Christians, their hearts have deceived them in sin.
多少基督徒他们被欺骗，他们在落在罪的里面。
But the merciful intercessor who can alone bring them into a perfect salvation is interceding.
那蛮有怜悯的代祷者，把他们带进完全的救恩里的那一位，在为他们代求。Now,
do you hear his voice?
你有没有听到他的声音？
He said, "Will you stand on the wall with me?"
你要不要与我一同站在城墙上？
Would you stand on the wall with me for Zion?
你为我站在城墙上为西安祷告吧。What
is Zion?
西安是什么？
It's the place of the throne of the Messiah.
那是弥赛亚宝座的地方。
You know, if the church for one moment got under the throne of the Messiah,
如果教会今天有一刻在弥赛亚宝座的跟前,
life would be poured out upon us.
生命就会涌流在我们的身上。
So here are these reminders.
这一些这样的提醒。
They're actually called literally in Hebrew, the Lord's remembrancers.
这里是讲到神的纪念。
Now this is a job you can find in the Bible.
你可以在圣经里面寻找。
Every king has a remembrancer.
你知道在每一个君王他都有一个这样的数算的。
It was up to this court person to write everything down the king says.
这里有这样的提醒。
If the king looks at John and says, Okay, John, I'm going to give you $1 million for the next 10 years.
给你
Now, the king forgets that in 10 minutes.
这个皇帝一下子就忘记了跟他这样的答应。
But his remembrancer is paid to remember that.
那有一个在这里数算他讲的话的这个人就记住这些话。
And so when John stops working and just comes for his handout every day,
所以John每天来要钱的时候,
they look and the remembrance say, ah, here it is, recorded, right here.
这个做记录的人就说，我在这里有这样的记录。
The remembrancer, literally this term, became crucial in the case of Esther.
因为在以斯帖的事情上面，这个记事官呢，是非常的重要。
On the night before Mordecai was to be hanged,
在莫迪改要被杀之前,
the king couldn't sleep.
王睡不着觉啊。
And he brought in the remembrancer.
所以他就把这个史官把他叫来。
He says, read me the things that I've said.
就读一读我以前讲过的话。
Now that's the easy way to go to sleep.
哦，那这很容易睡着啊。
And so this remembrancer began to say this and that and other, and then he mentioned, and Mordecai saved you at one time, and you rewarded him and said, great honor belongs to this man.
然后就记得莫迪凯他曾经救过你的命，你就这样跟他说，要给他尊贵的位置。
Now our Lord Jesus is our king.
我们的主耶稣是我们的君王。
But he has remembrancers on the wall.
在他的墙墙上有记事的史
官。Remind me what I want to do.
你要提醒我我要做的事情。
And so we are to remind him.
所以我们就在那里提醒我们的主。
Oh, there's so much I can say about this.
哦，这个有许多的话我们可以讲。
Because actually Isaiah 63 and 64 are what these people prayed on the wall.
因为以赛亚63、64这些人在城墙上面的祷告。
If you look at chapter 63, first they saw a vision of the Lord.
在63章你就看到他们看到主的异象。
And then they began to remember his mercies that had gone back from generations.
所以他们就纪念到在过去的年代里面神施的怜悯。
And then they pleaded this prayer.
然后他们就有这样的祈求。
Here is a prayer that God almost cannot resist.
在有这样的祷告神是没有办法拒绝的。
Oh Lord.
主啊。
Tear the heavens and come down and show yourself again to the people.
求你裂天而降来向你的百姓显现。
Now there were two people they were speaking about.
在这里讲到两个人。
Check me out later, just look at your Bible.
你们再去查查你们的圣经。
First he said, God reveal yourself to the enemy.
首先他说神啊，向你的仇敌显现。
Oh, listen, when God shows up, the enemy stops laughing.
哦，你说当神出现的时候，仇敌就不再嗤笑我。
But he also says,
他还说
Oh, God, show yourself to our new generation that has never seen you in your great works.
主啊，向我们新的一代人显现。因为他们从来没有见过你的作为。
Oh, we just don't have time. But at the end of chapter 64, these prayers just pray, God, do it for your own sake.
64章最末了，那个人祷告说，主啊，为了你的名，求你这样做。
Do it for your glory.
为了你的荣耀，求你这样做。
Do it for your name's sake.
为了你的名的缘故，求你显出你的作为。
And so here we are.And we're commanded to watch and pray.
所以我们就要在这里警醒祷告。
What a wonderful prayer.
这实在是一个伟大的祷告。
Oh Lord, rend the heavens and come down.
主啊，求你裂天而降。
Now in our praying,
在我们祷告的里面，
this can only do two things.
是只能够带出两个结果。
Our highest prayer,
我们最高的祷告，
would be for Jesus to come back.
我们是求主啊。再一次的回来。
And one day we will pray that prayer and we'll see the heavens ripped open and he will come and establish his kingdom.
我们这样的祷告我们就看到主耶稣的回来从天而降。
But our Lord has an option.
但我们的主还有一个选择。
We can say, Lord, come down, come down, reveal your presence, reveal your presence.
我们就说主啊求你再来求你显现你的自己。
But it may not be his sovereign time.
但这可能不是他主权的时间。
And though he does not come,
虽然他还没有来，
he comes down in his reviving presence.
但是在复兴的里面，他显出他的同在。
And his presence is manifest upon this earth.
他的同在就彰显在地上。
And God revives his people.
神就复兴他的儿女。
Revival is the sovereign presence of God.Experienced by man on earth.
复兴乃是神主权的同在显在他儿女们的身上。
That's why many times revival is called an awakening.
所以这是为什么有的时候复兴称为大醒觉。
Because the church is always asleep.
因为教会经常在昏睡里面。
And God shows up.
神来了。
And the church wakes up.
教会苏醒过来。
And in the light of God, what does the church see?
在神的光的底下，教会看到什么
？Have you read the history of revivals？
你有没有读
the church,
复兴的历史
？The church sees its hidden sins。
教会就看到那隐藏的罪。
We're not talking about immorality。
我们不是讲一些道德上的罪。
We're talking about unforgiveness。
我们是说到那些彼此的不赦免。
We're talking about stealing from the Lord。
讲到从神那里的偷窃。
And with the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, saints begin to confess who have not made up with one another for years, women with women who have had controversy, and brothers who have fought against brothers and never made up. All that kind of stuff. When the light comes down, people fall to the ground and confess their sin.
在神复兴的大光的底下，教会弟兄姊妹，姊妹向姊妹认罪，弟兄向弟兄认罪，在大光的底下，大家俯伏在他的跟前。认隐藏的罪。
So be careful when you pray, rend the heavens and come down.
所以，当你祷告的时候，求你小心，主会明天而降。
But frankly, we don't even see these sins. We think we don't sin.
今天我们根本看这些不是罪，我们说我们没有犯罪。
Many of you went to bed last night.
许多人昨天晚上睡觉的时候。
You didn't ask the Lord to forgive you for anything because I didn't sin today.
你没有求主赦免你的罪，因为我今天我没有犯罪嘛。
I'm at the holy conference. What could I do wrong?
我在这个神圣的特会里面，我怎么会犯罪呢？
If the Lord showed up right here in this tabernacle,
如果今天晚上主在这里，
there'd be no more speaker.
在这里就没有讲员了。
There'd be soul searching.
在这里我们彼此查验我们的内心。
Because it's these little foxes of sin that has stolen the life out of the church.
我们实在看到我们里面的这些的小狐狸，他们偷夺了教会的生命。
It's our little compromises.
我们里面有那些的妥协。
Our little lies.
我们有一些的谎言。
Little pride.
我们一些的骄傲。
Our self-righteousness.
我们的自义。
But all these things are concealed to us, don't you see?
这些好像我们都看不到。
And that's why it's called a reviving.
所以我们现在需要复兴。
It's not the lost that get revived, it's the church that gets revived.
不是你是失丧的人得复兴，你的教会要复兴。
Now when the church gets revived, then the lost people see the Lord in the church and they come in and get saved.
当教会复兴起来的时候，那些失丧的人在教会里面看到主，而他们就相信了。
So the revival is often called an ingathering because people get saved.
所以一个复兴就把人带到教会里面来。
But before the revival comes, sinners can come to the church, but they're not very impressed with what's going on.
在复兴之前，罪人可以来到聚会，但是他们没有得到。
But where the Lord is the Lord,
当主真正做主的时候，
they fall down and confess their sin.
他们就在那里认罪悔改。
And there's healing in the church.
在教会里面就充满了医治。
And the church is one.
教会就合一。
And the church is one beyond its walls.
教会的合一是越过了这些的墙。
Because when a reviving comes, it goes beyond the wall.
因为当复兴临到的时候，这些墙就倒了。
And we find ourselves one with other Christians.
我们就看到我们跟其他的信徒合为一。
You can't tell me one revival where the saints didn't go beyond their walls and sense a oneness with all the brothers and sisters.
在每一个复兴的里面，你都看到这些弟兄们都突破他们的墙，与众人、与众弟兄姊妹合为一。
It was so how good and pleasant it is for brethren to be together.
弟兄和睦同居是多么的美，多么的善。
No more of this snobbery. Well, we're better than they are.
在那里没有再说我们比他们好。
We know more of the word than they do.
我们认识主的话比他们多。
We're more pious than they are.
我们比他们更圣洁。
We love one another. We help one another.
我们会彼此相爱，彼此帮助，我们彼此做见证。
This is what happened when God visits.
当神来到我们当中，我们就会这样。
Do you want God to visit?
你愿不愿意神今天来到我们当中
？Do you want God to revive?
你愿意神复兴我们吗
？Oh, things happen that go beyond our normal routine.
当神来到我们当中，在我们当中就发生这些特别的事情。
And after a period of reviving in San Francisco,
当三藩市经过一段复兴之后
，there's been a change in the moral climate.
在这里的道德水准会改变。
Even in the area around, in the government around.
就算在这个地区，在这里的政府都会改变。
When God shows up,
当神来到我们当中
，things change.
他会改变一切。
Even if only temporarily.
虽然可能只是暂时的来到。
But as the spiritual high tide begins to recede,
哦，当属灵的高潮慢慢的临开始静止的时候。
Now there's many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
有许多爱主的弟兄姊妹们。
But they were held captive in something less than the Lord's best.
哦，他们是被没有被主的治好来夺去他们的心的。
But during the high tide,
当这个属灵的高潮的时候
，they tasted the Lord.
他们尝到了主的滋味。
They tasted the reality.
他们尝到属灵的实际。
They tasted the life.
他们尝到生命。
They tasted the testimony.
他们尝到什么是见证。
And they cannot live any longer in the camp.
他们就不能够在他们的传统里面继续生活。
And so the Lord recovers.
所以神就恢复他的工作。
Another assembly of God's people.
在那里就恢复了在聚会里面的。
Who have that desire to hold the testimony of Jesus?
他们就有了一个心智，要为耶稣基督的见证而站立。
Now there's one other thing that I want to share in this matter.
还有一点我愿意交通的。
I want to share the amazing thing as you study this matter of recovery.
我愿意。讲到恢复工作奇妙的事情
that there's always a continuity in the recovery of God.
神恢复的工作是一直继续下去的
Somehow, a time of reviving and recovery is continuous with some who tasted this recovery in the past.
教会的复兴就带来了恢复在恢复在复兴的里面有人就尝到在过去恢复工作里面的那个甘甜。
Now I want to provide a little connection from church history just to show you what I mean.
我愿意讲到教会历史里面的一些的关系。
God always does something by his mercy.
神一直施行他的怜悯。
And somehow causes a spark from that occasion to the next recovery and reviving.
从一次的复兴与恢复就有一些的火焰点到另外一次的复兴与恢复
Now you're going to get just a little bit of U.S. revival history
我们要讲一点美国复兴的历史
I'm just going to start at some place
我只是从中间讲一段
1820
年
How old were you then?
那个时候你几岁啊
I'm going to pick upstate New York.
是讲到纽约上州。
There was a man who was converted under the influence of the Wesleyan Methodist preachers.
哦，那里有一个人因着卫斯理约翰的一些那里的传道人，他被主得着。
Of course, his name was Charles Finney.
他是查理·芬尼。
Now Charles Finney became immediately.A revivalist.
芬尼就成为一个奋兴家。
And he preached a powerful gospel.
他是蛮有能力的传福音的人。
And many people in the Pennsylvania and New York were saved under his ministry.
那个时候在宾州在纽约许多人就得救了。
So in 1831, he came to a city called Rochester.
所以在1831年他就来到纽约的 Rochester 这个城市。
He stayed there for several months.
他在那里住了几个月。
I can't even tell you the story, but before he went, he had two men who went there and prayed 24-7 for 2 weeks before he came.
你记得当他到 Rochester 去讲道以前有两个人每天24小时为他祷告了两个星期。
He preached for several months.
他在那里传福音传了几个月。
And the sparks jumped from Rochester to Syracuse and Buffalo and other cities.
那火焰就从那里到水牛城到 Syracuse 在附近几个城市就燃起来。
And within these few months,
在几个月的里面
,100,000 people were saved.
十万人得救了。
This is 1831.
这是1831年。
Now we jump to 1857.
想到1857年的时候。
Now in 1857, there was a man in New York.
1857年在纽约有一个人。
He was a man who had been saved in one of Finney's churches.
是在芬尼传道的时候那个教会里面信主的。
There's a little connection there.
在那里有一个这样的关系。
His name was Jeremy Lanphier.
他的名字是兰菲亚。
And he was in a little Dutch Reformed church.
他是在一个 Reformed Church 里面。
And he was a layman.
啊，他是一个普通的信徒。
Businessman.
只是一个生意人。
And so the church asked him, why don't you see if you can start a prayer meeting for businessmen at lunchtime?
所以你为什么你不开始一个商人团契是中午我们的祷告聚会。
Now, how successful would you be if you did that?
如果你这样做你觉得你能够成功吗
?But our brother prayed a lot.
我们的弟兄祷告了很久。
And in September 1837, he had a prayer meeting in the hall of this little church building.
所以在九月的时候他在教会那里有一个小的祷告。
He handed out some flyers.
他那个发一些的传单。
Every Wednesday, noontime, men's business prayer meeting.
每天中星期三中午十二点有弟兄商人的祷告聚会。
So he got there on that Wednesday. And prayed by himself on his knee.
他一个人跪在那里祷告。
But after 45 minutes,
45分钟之后
two men came.
有两个人来了。
They began to pray.
他们就开始祷告。
The next Wednesday,
第二个星期三
,30 men came.
三十个人来了。
The next Wednesday,
再下星期三
,over 100 came.
一百人来了。
And then something terrible happened.
在那里有大事发生。
In October 1837,
在1837年十月
,there was what's called the bank crash.
在那里就有这个银行的大倒闭是吧
?And the banks ran out of money.
那个时候银行没有钱了。
The banks closed October, November, December, so nobody could get their money.
银行关门了三个月，没有人能够去领钱。
30,000 men in New York City lost their jobs.
纽约有三万人失业了。
And suddenly, the fourth week,
第四个星期
1,000 men came to the prayer meeting.
一千人来。这个祷告聚会。
Then they opened other buildings, and before you know it, there were 8 and 10 and 12 buildings, and every day there was prayer, and thousands of people came, and people started being converted, one after another, after another.
然后就发现一天一天，每天有成千上万的人来祷告，许多人得救了。
And during that terrible winter, there were riots in the street.
在那一个冬天，在街道上有骚乱。
Well, I won't even go into that. By the time a year had gone by,
当一年过去之后
sparks had flown from New York City to Philadelphia, from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, from Pittsburgh out into Chicago.
这个复兴的火就从纽约到费城到 Pittsburgh 到很多的城市。
And 1,000,000 people had been saved.
一百万人得救。
There was no preacher.
没有传道人。
It was a prayer revival.
是一个祷告会带出的复兴。
The population of the United States?
当时美国的人口呢
?30 million.
只有三千万。
And 1 million got saved.
一百万人得救。
One man was really touched.
有一个人他实在受感动。
His name was D.L. Moody.
他是穆迪弟兄。
He was in Chicago.
他在芝加哥
and what he saw in Chicago,
他看到在芝加哥
he was invited over to England to speak in 1858.
1858年他被邀请去英国岛
and he went over there to preach the gospel throughout the Great Britain.
他在英国去传福音
but now he didn't go until there were prayer people praying in every place that he would go.
他没有去直到每个地方先有人为他祷告之后他才去
and when he went over,
当他到了那里
Not only Moody,
不单单是穆迪
but God fell again upon Great Britain.
神在英国也做工作
And that's what they call the second great evangelical awakening.
这就被称为在英国第二次的大醒觉
Ireland, Scotland, England, Wales, people were saved. 1858, 1859, it was a tremendous time.
1858-1859 在英格兰、苏格兰、威尔斯、爱尔兰很多人得救。
Now I jump forward to 1904.
到1904年
And the sparks jumped to 1904.
这个火焰就延到1904年。
Because one of the things that came out of this evangelical awakening was the Keswick Convention.
因为在这个 福音的大醒觉就产生了开西特会。
And these Keswick conventions in Great Britain drew people from all over the world.
因为开西特会就吸引人从世界各地来。
Something special happened in 1904.
在1904年有特别的事情发生。
Evan Hopkins was a speaker.
当时赫肯斯是讲讲员。
Andrew Murray was a speaker.
穆安德烈是讲员。
F.B. Meyer was a speaker.
迈尔是讲员。
R.A. Torrey was a speaker.
涛梅是讲员。
It was a tremendous Keswick convention.
那是一个非常特别的开西特会。
And before Torrey went back to the States, United States,
当托梅回美国之前
he is the man who succeeded D.L. Moody.
因为他是继续穆蒂的工作的，在芝加哥的。
Before he went back, he stopped over and had a little weekend Keswick in Wales.
当他回美国之前，他在周末有一个小型的开西聚会在威尔斯。
And it ignited a spark in Wales.
在那里，复兴的火就点燃了威尔斯。
And the Welsh revival.
然后就产生了威尔斯的大复兴。
With Evan Roberts.
就在那。那里有赫肯斯弟兄
was a tremendous revival in Wales.
在威尔斯有一个大的复兴。
In the 2 years, 1904 through 1906, 150,000 people were saved.
在1904到1906那两年当中，有150,000人得救。
Let's talk about a spark that went way over here.
我们就讲到这个火焰燃到这里了。
There was a man who had been serving the Lord as a missionary in northern China since 1888.
有一个人他在中国北方到1888年在中国北方服侍。
And in the Boxer Rebellion, he almost lost his life. He was
badly
injured.
他受过伤，差点丧命。
Jonathan Goforth.
就是高佛弟兄。
And then he heard about the Welsh revival.
他听到了威尔斯的复兴。
One of the sparks had fallen in Korea, so he went and visited in Korea and preached in Korea.
哦，有一个火焰就点到韩国，他就到韩国去了。
And it fanned into flame a revival in Korea.
所以在那里，韩国就点起了复兴的火。
When he came back to Manchuria, 1907,
当他1907年回到满洲国的时候
，he began to preach revival.
他就在那里点起复兴的火。
The Lord touched in Manchuria, many people were saved.
所以在满洲国那里就有许多人得救。
And many people got saved, and Methodist evangelism began to move about China.
所以在那里许多人得救，巡回营的会员在中国在那里到处传道。
And there we leave the story because you know the Dora Yu came, the Fuzhou, and the Watchman he got saved.
于是肚子那福州的故事，倪弟兄得救。
The sparks, they keep bringing recovery as they go from place to place.
复兴的火就燃烧起来，带起各处的复兴。
But now I jump from 1907 to 1949.
我从1907讲到1949。
Now, how many of you have ever heard? See, I don't know if you know all of this.
我不知道你们有多少人听过这些的事情。
How many of you have ever heard of the Hebrides revival?
你们有多少人听过海伯地的复兴？
Anybody? Hebrides?
海伯地。
It was a revival that shook all of Great Britain.
就是在英国，整个的英国被震动。
Hebrides are some islands off of Scotland.
因为海伯地是在苏格兰外的一片群岛。
And there were some farmers, they raised cattle up there, but they were notorious sinners.
在那里有一些的农夫在那个地方。
But two old ladies, one 82, one 92 years old, they got down on their knees and they prayed for revival.
在那里有两个老姊妹，一个82岁，一个92岁，他们跪下来求复兴的火。
And it's impossible, somehow, a man named Duncan Campbell came to Hesperides and began to preach.
那里有一个 Campbell 弟兄就在那里传道。
And God came down from the heavens.
神临天而降。
And revival broke out in the Hebrides.
就是在那里带出大的复兴。
People got saved.
多人得救。
The whole place changed in atmosphere.
整个的地方被改变。
Up from London came all the big preachers.
所以从伦敦那些出名的传道人去看,
Alan Redpath was a big leader in those days. He went up to see the Hebrides revival.
哦, 当时 Alan Redpath也去看, 当时这个Hebrides的大复兴,
he came back and reported it to his Baptist church there in London.
然后他就告诉他伦敦浸信会的会友,
there was a young boy and his sister in this church.
在那个时候, 在那个教会里面, 有一个姊妹, 还有一个年轻的孩子,
well, you know him as Lance Lambert.
这个年轻的孩子就是兰培德弟兄,
and he heard about this revival.
他听到那里的复兴,
and he and the, some teenage kids,
他就跟一些十几岁的孩子们,
for 3 months,
3个月之久,
prayed every night,
天天晚上祷告,
for revival for London.
为了伦敦的复兴而祷告,
and God began to save some young people.
神就在那里拯救一些年轻人,
but this Baptist church kicked them out.
但是这个浸信会把他们赶走啊,
now he doesn't know what to do.
他们不知道怎么办,
all we want to do is know the Lord and have revival.
我们只需要认识主, 我们要带出复兴,
it just so happened,
就在那个时刻,
there was a spark from the Wales revival.
在威尔斯的复兴的一些个火点燃到这里来,
because the Wales revival was the beginning of Jesse Penn Lewis's
ministry.
And in his early days, T. Austin Sparks was greatly helped by Jesse Penn Lewis. And it was just about this time in 1950 that Brother Sparks was told not to minister as much.
就是在1950年代，当时就人家就叫史柏克，你不要再讲道了。
Honor Oak, his own church, didn't welcome him.
那个时候, Honor Oak, 他的教会不再欢迎他。
He still would have conferences in other countries.
他在别的国家还有一些的聚会。
But he had no respect in his own home.
但是在他自己的聚会就不再接受他。
But guess who met him?
你知道谁遇到他?
Brother Lance Lambert.
兰培德弟兄就遇到了史柏克弟兄。
Brother Sparks helped these young people to understand the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
史柏克弟兄就帮助这一批年轻人去明白神永远的旨意。
How wonderful are these sparks as they fly?
火焰是这样很奇妙的来飞耀到你的地方。
We come right up to 1970.
到了1970年。
Oh, it's been a fast course through history, huh?
这个历史跑得很快。
1970.
1970年,
how many of you were here in the United States in 1970?
1970年有多少人在美国?
Wonderful, we've got 5 people.
5个人。
Most of you were not alive in 1970.
很多人你们还没有生下来, 1970年。
I was here in 1970.
1970年我在这里。
I was a brand new Baptist preacher.
我是一个年轻的浸信会的牧师。
Oh boy, was I preaching.
我在那到处去讲道。
And then, by God's mercy,
因着神的怜悯,
the heavens opened.
天开了,
here in the US.
在美国,
and I saw it.
我看到了,
I can't describe to you the difference when God is around.
我实在不能够形容当神同在的时候的那个不同。
But whereas I used to preach and I went around and played guitar and sang and preached all over the place.
我以前弹着吉他到处去传福音去讲道。
And in those days, I would preach, you know, and some people would get saved.
我那个时候去讲到有时候有人得救。
But what later became the Jesus movement,
后来就成为耶稣运动,
many thousands got saved.
成千的人得救。
It was so easy to preach the gospel.
那个时候传福音很容易啊。
I would preach the gospel, and 100 people get saved.
我传福音上百人得救。
Now, it's not because I became better preacher.
不是因为我传得好,
but the heavens opened.
因为天开了,
West Coast, East Coast, people got saved.
东岸西岸, 很多人得救。
You know, I would bet you, but I know you never bet. But I am almost certain,
我很清楚地告诉你们,
that almost the whole leadership of this campground were saved during that time.
这一个 福音营地他们的领袖就是那个时候得救的。
And among the American churches up and down the West Coast, most of their leaders were saved during that time.
美国西岸这些
Now involved was what they called the charismatic movement. Now I was around for that too. Now I know everybody talks about speaking in tongues. But here's the main thing that happened during this so-called charismatic movement. Christians discovered the love of God. And everywhere they went, they shared the love of God. And all our songs were about the love of God. What a tremendous time that was. And I was swept up, I was driving around and playing my guitar all over the place. But you know, that revival eventually came down. But there's always a spark. Now on the East Coast,
在东岸,
this movement had touched many people.
这一个运动就摸着很多人,
some had been good Christians all the time. But many were former Catholics, all kinds of things. It just so happened,
在那个时刻,
Brother Stephen Kang was on the East Coast. Now I hope you can understand this. Because at that time, of course, he was in great demand to speak among Chinese churches. But he didn't do it. You know what he did?
他做什么呢?
He started meeting with these Jesus people. In groups in New York and New Jersey and Washington and Richmond.
在纽约, 华盛顿, 新泽西, 直到, Richmond.
And he taught these people
他教导他们,
God's eternal purpose.
神永远的旨意.
Now, I was one of those.
我就是其中一位.
And when I heard my brother speak,
当我听到我们的弟兄讲的时候,
I knew why I was born. And I knew that I had to lay my life down for God's higher purpose. And there was another brother, by the way, Brother Lance Lambert. And he came and helped these young groups. Now I say all of that because we come down to 2011. And it's been a generation since people here have seen the Lord's presence. Now, if there are assemblies, and even assemblies here, that are pursuing God's purpose, then I can only hope that you live in the fullness of the life of the Lord Jesus. We talk about God's purpose. We talk about the testimony. We talk about being separated. We talk about the headship of the Lord Jesus. And our young people have never seen it. Now I say that, some have, of course. Our young people are saying, I hear what you're saying. I see it in the Word. I hear your great stories of what God did in China. But why won't he do it here? Now, does God not work in the United States? Now it's been a generation since the Lord has torn the heavens and come down. And I know we cannot trace through all of church history what God has done in His sovereignty. But I am personally convinced of this. Since the church was born at Pentecost, there has never been a generation where there were not some who carried the torch of the testimony.
没有一个时代缺少有人拿起这见证的火炬。
Now soon enough, we elder ones will pass on.
很快，我们这些年长的会过去。
If the Lord tarries.
如果主迟延的话。
And I pray.
我祷告。
For our dear young people.
为了年轻的弟兄姊妹。
That they may know the Lord.
你们要认识主。
In a new and recovering way.
认识主一个一个新的一个恢复过来的
not just to hear with the hearing of the ear to know the Bible and its facts
不光光是耳朵听不光是只是读一读圣经而已
You know, it's amazing to go to a young person's group and try to teach them something among such groups like this
哦、oh, 我们到一个年轻人的聚会向他们来教导他们一些主的话
You know that I was a living sacrifice for years at WCCC.
你知道在西岸聚会我曾经是那个寄生啊来服侍你们年轻人。
Every year they threw me in with your young people.
因为每年呢都把我扔到年轻人当中。
It's like Daniel in Lion's Den.
好像大鹰里扔到狮子坑一样。
Now I quickly discovered something.
那我就马上发现呢。
Your kids know all the verses.
你们这些孩子的经节都很熟。
They know all the stuff.
你们都知道很多东西。
They don't understand the testimony of the Lord.
但是你们不认识什么是耶稣基督的见证。
That's why they grow up, get married, and they go out, and they go and settle in some American church that has no idea of God's purpose.
所以他们就长大了，离开了结婚，就到一些美国教会，他们根本不知道什么是神的旨意。
But if God is merciful.
但如果神是有怜悯的话
And he rends the heavens and comes down.
他裂天而降
And your children see who the Lord is.
你们的孩子要看到耶稣是谁
And he becomes their God and they become his people.
他主就成为他们的主他们就成为主的子民
We will see recovery.
我们要看到复兴
Perhaps in a fresh way.
在一个新鲜的
In an American way.
是美国的复兴
something that can touch our country
能够影响我们这个国家
who knows
谁晓得
how wide is God's mercy
神的怜悯是有多广大
may the Lord have mercy on us
求主怜悯我们
upon our children
怜悯我们的儿女
And upon the church around us.
怜悯我们周围的教会。
They don't know their right hand from their left.
他们不认识，不能分辨左手跟右手。
If God can show up and revive his people.
主到我们当中复兴他的儿女。
In every place of his reviving, you'll see a testimony, a little assembly of people who want to stand on higher ground before the Lord.
在每一次的复兴在那里都得到一些的人，他们能够认识见证，他们恢复耶稣基督、哦、在那个更高的、地位上
So I wonder if we could not end this time by singing with feeling Revive thy work, O Lord
我们好不好在最后我们唱一首诗歌复兴你工作主
The brothers could come up perhaps I don't know what number it is but
复兴你工作主